According to the NTSB report, the Piper Malibu, piloted by a 45-year-old New Jersey man, Robert Hendrickson, was circling downtown Sitka in an attempt to locate the airport runway when it crashed shortly before 1 p.m. on August 6, 2007. The plane had departed Victoria, British Columbia, earlier in the morning and was cleared for approach to Sitka's Rocky Gutierrez Airport at 12:30. Weather conditions at the time Hendrickson asked for instructions were 11 knot winds and 5 miles visibility in mist, with a few clouds at 800 feet and a ceiling at 1,400 feet. Only 10 minutes earlier, the NTSB reports that Hendrickson had spoken with an outbound plane from Sitka and was told by the pilot that the ceiling was at 1,700 feet. Weather conditions apparently had deteriorated further by the time Hendrickson approached Sitka, though they were not below minimums to land at the airport. Published weather data at the time of the crash reported additional low clouds and visibility of 3 miles. Witnesses estimated the actual cloud height at 500 feet. A medevac Learjet held on the Sitka taxiway while Hendrickson neared the Sitka airport on a left-hand approach or to the north side of the runway. Radar data indicates the Piper Malibu descended as low as 800 feet before ascending to 1,700 feet out of radar range. Witness statements collected by investigators suggest that Hendrickson was hunting for the runway as he circled above Sitka. The Malibu was then seen descending, wings level, at a 30-degree angle over downtown Sitka. The wings clipped the top of a spruce tree, and the plane slammed into a home on Coguantan Street. The fire that broke out a few moments later destroyed the home and much of the airplane. The NTSB report concludes, "Given the lack of any mechanical deficiencies with the airplane, it is likely that the pilot was either confused about the proper approach procedures or elected to disregard them and abandoned the instrument approach prematurely in his attempt to find the runway." According to FAA records, Robert Hendrickson had 1,800 hours of aviation experience with just over 1,600 as pilot in command. He held an instrument rating and had passed a proficiency check that April. A required autopsy report indicates that Hendrickson died of blunt force trauma. The toxicology report was negative. Also killed in the crash were Hendrickson's daughters, 14-year-old Julianne and 9-year-old Emily, and his fiancée, 34-year-old Linda Kandare. Sitka resident Tess Hayburn was just down the hill at the Lane 7 Diner having a milkshake with friends when her home was destroyed. Her cats escaped the building unharmed before it was consumed by fire. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.